This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Wilcox Hildreth underneath their own hoop. Kicks it into Maverick up top for a three. Heinrichs up and in. Michaela Heinrichs with her first bucket of the second half. She's got a team-high 13 points.
Tonight, it's girls' quarterfinal action from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Amherst. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Trampy has the basketball. Trying to get up the floor with it. 10 seconds. Outlet pass to Juergens. Down by one. Into the corner. Three-pointer. Tobenheim, good! Amherst has won the basketball game. Tobenheim hits the game winner.
This evening, Amherst battles Loomis while SEM takes on Wilcox Hildreth. The winners advance to Thursday's semifinals at Kearney High. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Amherst High School for continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for SEM and Wilcox Hildreth. Just a one loss difference. SEM's 8-7. Wilcox Hildreth is 8-8. Earlier tonight, the number one seed Pleasanton rallies from a halftime deficit to beat Elm Creek 45-40, and currently Axtell and Elwood are playing on ESPN 1460. Here on KKPR, the number two seed Amherst at home upset by Loomis. The Wolves score the final 12 points of the game to win it 57-48. Now it's SEM getting ready to take on Wilcox Hildreth, and we'll give you the starters next.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank for quality banking. Check out the folks at Five Points Bank. For Wilcox Hildreth, number four is a 5'9 junior, Emma Vavrika. Number 12 is a 5'11 sophomore, Michaela Heinrichs. Number 20 is a 5'7 junior, Callie Guthrie. Number 32, a 5'7 junior, Samantha Johnson. And number 50, a 5'9 junior, Melissa Guthrie. Head coach of the Falcons, Sean Woolen, assisted by Kelly Cooksley. They're 8-8 on the season. For SEM, number 12 is a 5'4 senior, Emily Ibaugh. Number 14 is a 5'4 junior, Deidre Brooks. Number 24 is a 5'10 junior, Sarah Simmons. Number 30 is a 5'7 junior, Lauren Ibaugh. And number 50 is a 5'11 junior, and that's Megan Berg. The head coach of the Mustangs, Ron Long, assisted by Stephanie Shaw. They're 8-7 on the season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. It's also our New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Double D's in Hildreth is proud to support the area athletes in tonight's game and wish them the best of luck. Stop into Double D's this Friday night and enjoy burgers and fries. Then stay and be a rock star with Bunkhouse Karaoke from 9 to 1. Double D's in Hildreth.
Let's get this basketball game underway. SEM will be the home team, and the ball is in the air, and the Mustangs will control our opening tap here this evening, and it looks like Wilcox Hildreth is going to come out and play a man-to-man. So SEM will have to take care of that to get things going here. The home white with the purple and gold trim for the Mustangs. And for the Falcons, the traveling black and white trim down to Berg on the low post. Megan, double team. They'll kick it back out for a three-point attempt that's on the way. No good by Sarah Simmons. And the rebound will be brought down by Michaela Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will push the ball up the floor all the way underneath the Vavrika. Short jumper, no good. Heinrichs, though, with the follow and scores. So Michaela Heinrichs gets Wilcox Hildreth on the board, and they're up by a score of 2-0. Just underway here in our second girls game, and with the 7-seed Loomis winning, you know both these teams are thinking, wow, maybe we've got a chance to get to the finals if we can win tonight, because they'll be the better seed going into Thursday's semis. Deidre Brooks has the basketball. She'll work it over on the right side, get it into the hands of Lauren Ibaugh. Lauren is the junior, and Emily is the senior. Get it down to the baseline to Sarah Simmons, trying to work in on Vavrika. Got all the way to the paint, didn't take the shot. Instead, kicks it out to Lauren Ibaugh. Her shot no good. Rebound brought down by the Falcons. And a foul going to be called on SEM. It's going to go on Sarah Simmons. Rebound came down to Emma Vavrika. Again, in case you're just joining us from our other site tonight, you can hear the ESPN 1460 games from Pleasanton. Pleasanton outlasts Elm Creek 45-40. To advance on, and so they avenge one of their earlier losses, but Elm Creek must match up well with them because they played them tough again tonight. Mustangs playing a little defense here, but a bounce pass underneath, and the short jumper not going to go for Melissa Guthrie, and the rebound brought down by the SEM Mustangs, and Emily Ibaugh will get out of there with it. First chance to see either one of these teams this year. They've beaten some good competition, and they've probably had a little bit lesser competition beat them too, and that's how you end up at a 500 record. And trying to get it inside to Simmons, a foul called on Emma Vavrika. First foul of the basketball game. A lot of these girls for Wilcox Hildreth have seen some playing time in their youth, and now they're starting to grow up a little bit. But for Wilcox Hildreth, they've been banged up a little bit. As Berg gets it on the low block, she'll try and put it up, have it blocked from behind by Heinrichs out of bounds. Morgan Farley just blew her MCL out a couple of weeks ago. Hannah Arts is out with an ankle. And so a couple of girls that would have seen some playing time take away from the depth here of Wilcox Hildreth. SEM with the basketball. We're 2 minutes in, and it's 2-0. Wilcox Hildreth with the ball stolen away. Stolen away by Melissa Guthrie. Guthrie brings the ball up the floor, but can't get to the other end, so she'll kick it out on the wing to Sam Johnson. Takes the jumper from the free throw line and hits it. Samantha Johnson makes it 4-0 at Wilcox Hildreth. Again, the first meeting of the year was on opening night, at least for Wilcox Hildreth. It was the second game for SEM, and Wilcox Hildreth won it 60-45. Berg in the right-hand corner spins it out left side. Wide-open jump shot won't go for Emily Ibaugh. Berg gets the rebound. She'll kick it out again for another jumper from Ibaugh. It won't go a second time, and Vavrika will get the rebound. So SEM a little cold to start things. Nobody stops Vavrika. She goes all the way to the hoop and scores. Emma Vavrika makes it 6-0, Wilcox Hildreth. And Coach Ron Long off the bench trying to move a little traffic here for his Mustangs, the longtime coach at SEM. Long pass to the other end. They've got Berg underneath. She has her shot partially blocked by Samantha Johnson and can't get it to go. Outlet pass Falcons. They want to run. Guthrie in the left wing to the high post and overthrows Emma Vavrika on the low block. And Wilcox Hildreth will turn it over for the first time in the basketball game. Little pressure in the backcourt, a 1-3-1 three-quarter court trap here. And SEM making a lot of passes but not going forward very much. And finally they'll bring that ball across the timeline. Sarah Simmons. They'll reverse it left side into the corner to Deidre Brooks. 6-0. Wilcox Hildreth, 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. There's a lob into Berg on the low post, and she'll lay it up and in. So they finally got Megan Berg the ball while she was open, and she's able to score. And SEM is on the board. 6-2 as Johnson brings it into the front court. Works left side between the circles. Works off the pick. Tries to lob it down low. The ball deflected out of bounds by Lauren Ibaugh. We saw a lot of substituting in our first game tonight. We have seen none so far. And we're midway through the first quarter here in our second game. Of course, the pace of that first game was up and down immediately. And a lot of points right out of the gate. Of course, Loomis went on to win it. Here's Wilcox Hildreth in the corner. Callie Guthrie's going to put the jumper up. No good, but another offensive rebound, and Emma Vavrika will put it up and score. Second offensive putback of the ball game here for the Falcons. 8-2, Wilcox Hildreth. SEM into the front court with it. Spinning off a pick and picking her dribble up is Emily Ibaugh, and then a foul is going to be called A little too much contact there. And a foul is going to go on Samantha Johnson. That'll be her first, just the second foul of the game. And SEM will inbound it at midcourt. Tonight's game also available on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, as all of our sporting events on Classic Hits 98.9 are. And with it is Lauren Eibach. Just kind of holds the ball at the top of the circle. Now the bounce pass stolen away. Anticipating it, Callie Guthrie goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. Guthrie gets the steal and the score, and a timeout will be called here by SEM coach Ron Long. 3:28 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 10-2, Wilcox-Hildreth.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to Amherst. Want to thank Ron Evans and the crew here for their hospitality as always. And out of the timeout, SEM tries to lob it down to Berg, but again, she's well covered, and it's knocked away. So Wilcox-Hildreth will come away with the steal. And at the other end, Berg will step in and block the shot of Heinrich. So Megan gets it right back. And here comes SEM to the other end. On the left wing with it, Emily Eibach. To Berg at the high post. Inside, they'll go to Simmons, and she's going to be fouled on the turnaround jumper. And two shots coming up here for Sarah Simmons. The foul is on Emma Vavrika, and she has two now here in the first quarter. 10-2 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth, but remember Amherst was up 10-2 tonight as well, and that didn't work out so well. So a lot of game left as the free throw is on the way and no good. Into the ball game for the Mustangs is going to be Tabitha Anderson, and Nissa Brown will also check into the contest. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Michaela Heinrichs, her third. She'll find Samantha Johnson, and Johnson will run the point here with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Off the pressure of Eibach, brings it into the corner. Guthrie takes an outside jumper, and Melissa will hit her first bucket. So all five starters have scored here in the first quarter, and it's 12-2. Wilcox-Hildreth looking good so far at the other end. Baseline jumper won't go, and the rebound brought down by Guthrie off the short miss from Tabitha Anderson. Guthrie to the high post, gets it inside to Heinrichs. Turnaround one-hand jumper, sits on the rim and goes. Heinrichs knocks it down, and a timeout going to be called here by Wilcox-Hildreth. A 30-second timeout, up 14-2. Wilcox-Hildreth takes the timeout. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Today's game is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC. Best of luck to all area athletes.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
As we come back to action, SEM with the basketball, and the ball is going to be knocked away. It's loose, but won't stay in bounds to SEM. They'll get it down to Berg, and she'll score. So the ball batted around quite a bit, but Berg comes up with a loose basketball and scores it. She's got both buckets here for SEM, and it is 14-4, Wilcox-Hildreth, with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Got three in the right-hand corner, backs out behind the arc. They try to spread the floor here a little bit more. Get it into the hands of Samantha Johnson. Johnson has the ball between the circles. Now picks her dribble up, needs some help. Bounce pass just to nobody in particular. Picked up by Guthrie. Leaves it off in the right-hand corner for Gellerman. Martika has checked in. She'll have it up on the high post to Guthrie. Swing it left side to Johnson. She'll set up for a three-pointer and nail it. Samantha Johnson with the first three-point of the ball game, and it is 17-4, Wilcox Hildreth. And the ball back to the Mustangs, Nissa Brown. She'll give it off to Ibaugh. Ibaugh working off the pick. Just a little too slow that time. Skip pass right side. Open jumper Anderson. In and out, no good. Berg battling for the loose ball, but it's going to be saved in there by Wilcox Hildreth. Heinrich's outlet pass, and then they get it up the floor one too many times, and it's tipped out of bounds. One too many passes that time as Berg will check out, and Lauren Ibaugh will come back in. 48 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, and the inbounds pass for the Falcons to Gellerman. Skips it over and goes right back over the top to Guthrie. A couple of long passes from left to right and right to left. Wilcox Hildreth now trapped on the baseline, looking for some room. Gellerman kicks it back out top. They'll get it over to Heinrichs out in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Callie Guthrie. It's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Out to Guthrie from Gellerman. Gellerman on the assist, and Guthrie with the bucket. 19-4. Wilcox Hildreth in command here in this first quarter. Across the timeline is Michaela Heinrich. She gives it off to Tabitha Anderson. Now down low, the ball goes into the hands of Sarah Simmons, and Simmons will put it off the glass and score. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Up the floor, Callie Guthrie. 2 seconds, 1 second. Didn't know how much time was left, and a shot at the horn by Melissa Guthrie. Way off balance, but at least she got it towards the hoop. Great first quarter for Wilcox Hildreth. They lead SEM, the 3 seed, trails the 6 seed after 1, 19-6. And you're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Sumner, and Hildreth.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. You can find the freshest meats and produce at Fritz's Market. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer, where customer service is still our top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And we're ready to get the second quarter underway here. It'll be Wilcox Hildreth basketball, and the Falcons leading it 19-6. They're very balanced. Three players with 4, one with 5, as Heinrichs drives the baseline, had to tiptoe around some traffic and draws the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. The foul on Lauren Ibaugh will be her first and just the second on the team. These will be the first free throws of the game for Wilcox Hildreth. Heinrichs, Mavrika, and Melissa Guthrie all with 4 points. Samantha Johnson with 5. And the first free throw for Heinrichs is no good. Second free throw coming up now for Michaela. It's on the way, and it's good. That'll make it 20-6, a 14-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth, who had just 1 turnover in the first quarter. SEM had 3 rebounds, 9 for the Falcons, 2 for the Mustangs. Get it on the low post. Turnaround jumper is thrown up, no good that time by Lauren Ibaugh. The rebound brought down by Heinrichs. She'll get the outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson goes coast-to-coast against the double team, throws it up, no good. Ball comes out to Callie Guthrie. Guthrie gets it to Melissa, back to Callie in the paint, and a jump ball is going to be called. Going to say there was a partially blocked shot underneath, and the arrow will point the way of SEM. So they'll get the ball, and now Megan Berg and Emily Ibaugh will check back in here for SEM. Mustangs are going to have to find a way tonight, it looks like, to get somebody besides Megan Berg to score. They've got a good half-court set trying to get her the ball, but Wilcox Hildreth has really been on him, and they are really boxing, wanting as well the baseline Simmons. And Simmons still with that box and one, comes off a couple of picks and hits the jumper. 20-8, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. Falcons will bring the basketball front court right side. Guthrie back between the circles to Johnson. Lobs it into the corner, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Emma Vavrika will check back into the ball game, and Callie Guthrie is going to check out. Emma picked up a couple of fouls there in the first quarter. And the inbounds pass knocked away, almost a steal by Simmons, but she was standing, just got a toe on the line there. And so we'll stay with Wilcox-Hildreth. Only one senior on this SEM team, and that is Emily Ibaugh. And for Wilcox-Hildreth, Logan Farley, the lone senior. I think this is last year. We were told we had the wrong roster, so don't go with that. But a lot of seniors on this year's team as they get into Heinrichs, and Heinrichs spins and scores. So Michaela now with 7 points in the basketball game, 22-8. 14-point lead. Wilcox-Hildreth got off to a quick start and haven't looked back so far. SEM seems to be getting their legs under a little bit more here in the last couple of minutes as Berg's in the paint, tries a ball fake, but there wasn't anybody to fake, and so she kicks it out. And they'll reset the offense. Swing it to the right side into the hands of Deidre Brooks. Try to lob it over to the left side for a 17-foot jumper that goes in and out that time for Ibaugh. Emily just about knocks it down, but it won't fall right now for SEM, and Heinrichs has the rebound. To the other end they go. Vavrika underneath has to kick it back out to Melissa Guthrie. Guthrie back in that right-hand corner. No room to roam, so they're going to have to get it out of there. And up top to Johnson. Reverse it left side. With it is Gellerman. Martika up top. And Michaela Heinrichs will swing it left side. 5:40 to go here. First half. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will update you on what's been going on so far tonight, give you the first half stats of our game, and we hope to talk with Drew Carlton, Loomis girls basketball coach, as Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. Fast break the other way. Simmons puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she will be fouled. The foul will be on Heinrichs. That'll be her first and the fourth on the team. Sarah Simmons will go to the line. She missed two free throws in the first quarter. And the first one is going to be short here. So Simmons not able to find the range from 15 feet so far. And the second free throw up, and that one will go. So 5 points for Simmons, 4 points for Berg, and that's the 9 points right now for SEM, and they find themselves down in this ball game by 13. Off a couple of picks, Melissa Guthrie has it the right-hand corner, skips it from the right corner to the left corner, and Sam Johnson had no chance. I think Sam thought it was going to hit the rim, passing from one corner to the other. Third turnover for the Falcons. And the Mustangs get the basketball. Can SEM kind of keep things going here defensively and start to pick up some points offensively? They've held Wilcox-Hildreth to just 3 points here in the first 3 minutes of the quarter. Berg on the low post, one-on-one, turnaround jumper sets on the rim, will not go. And the rebound brought down by who else? Heinrichs. She's got 7 already, but Wilcox-Hildreth, long outlet pass is too strong, and out of bounds it goes. And so back over to the Mustangs. 22-9, Wilcox-Hildreth leads it. The winner gets Loomis, who has upset Amherst tonight, 57-48. Down to the low post, there's Berg again. Up and no, but a foul. Megan got slapped on the arm, and the foul is going to be on Melissa Guthrie. Berg will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. 4:40 to go here in the first half, as the free throw is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be in Sumner for the boys' quarterfinals. SEM playing Pleasanton and Overton playing Loomis, 6 and 7:30 tomorrow night. Second free throw, Berg, it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Michaela Heinrichs. She's got 8 already in the first half. And Vavrika, as she was bringing the ball up the floor, got it caught on her hip and is going to be called for the double dribble. So all of a sudden, Wilcox-Hildreth can't hang on to the ball. 3 straight turnovers. But the Mustangs not taking advantage. They're not scoring. So here we go again. Ball back on SEM side. Back up top to Ibaugh. Swings it right side to Tabitha Anderson. Anderson drives the baseline, and Vavrika shoved her. That's a good call by the official. Just put the arm in the side. That's the third foul on Vavrika with 4:20 to go here in the half. She's out. Samantha Johnson will come back in for Wilcox-Hildreth. So Mustang ball underneath their own hoop. Everybody stacked on the right side of the lane. They get it in the corner. Open three for Anderson, but it's too strong. Ball being kicked around and finally picked up there by Gellerman. Outlet pass. They've got a 2-on-1. Johnson down low. Throws it up. No good. And now a foul on Johnson, I think, trying to get the ball back. That'll be the second foul on Samantha Johnson. And they tell us that that is the 7th foul on Wilcox-Hildreth, which it is. 7-2 in the foul department right now. And at the line, Tabitha Anderson to shoot the 1-1. Well, so far, SEM's just 1 of 6. She doesn't waste any time, though, and puts it up and in. 22-10, Wilcox-Hildreth leading it by a dozen. 4:07 to go here in the first half. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Anderson hits them both, and that'll make it 22-11. Wilcox-Hildreth up the floor with it. Samantha Johnson into the double team, throws through the paint. A little too tall for Heinrichs. The ball tipped away, but they can't steal it. And Wilcox-Hildreth will get the ball back. Nearly a double dribble. Now Heinrichs takes the jumper. It's not going to go. And Emily Ibaugh pulls down the board. Ibaugh will push the ball up the floor here for the Mustangs. Emily swings it over the left wing to Deidre Brooks. Skip pass right side. Anderson, 18-footer, up and in. And that's what they're looking for. Tabitha Anderson knocks down the jump shot. And the lead is down to 9, 22-13. Offensive scoring slump right now for the Falcons. Heinrichs in the right-hand corner, deep there, against the zone from the Mustangs. To the high post, Guthrie leaves it out. Melissa gives it off to Callie. Now up top, Johnson for the three. It's no good, and Megan Berg will pull down the rebound. Chance to cut the lead to 7. So kind of like we saw in the first game, a big lead was erased. Can SEM erase this one? Try to lob it into Berg. Pinpoint pass, but Berg missed the shot. Got the rebound back, missed it again. And now a foul at the other end. Berg has not been able to get those short shots to go. And Lauren Ibaugh is going to be called over the back, her second personal foul. It's just the third foul, though, on SEM. And Wilcox-Hildreth will throw it in. Samantha Johnson brings it up uncontested till she gets to midcourt. And that's where Anderson's waiting for. Off the pick, there's the switch. Anderson will come all the way to the corner. The pass on the pick and roll is stolen away by Simmons. Simmons to the other end. She'll put it up and score. Sarah Simmons with 7 points in the ball game. 22-15. The lead has been cut in half. 14 down to 7. Wilcox-Hildreth to get it to Guthrie, and they'll outshoot Heinrichs and turn it over. And will Wilcox-Hildreth use a timeout here? Coach off the bench. And for the moment, he's not going to. They'd built such a nice lead, up by as many as 15 in this game at 19-4. It's now 19-6. 22-15 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth, and SEM has the ball again. But they're going to be called for a travel with nobody on him. Ibaugh was going to pass it and didn't like what she saw, so she collected the ball back and called for the walk. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Wilcox-Hildreth had 19 points in the first quarter. Three here. They throw it away again. And Simmons will bring the basketball up. Lob it right side to Anderson. Tap at the cross over dribble. Nothing there. Back out Simmons. And another walk going to be called on the Mustangs. So SEM a couple opportunities there to chip into the lead a little more. And gave it up both times. 2 minutes remaining here in the half. Loomis and Pleasanton winners earlier tonight. Axtell and Elwood currently playing in Pleasanton on ESPN Radio. Heinrichs, turnaround jumper, right baseline. 10-footer, no good. Sarah Simmons will grab her first rebound. And Sarah will bring the ball up the floor. Bounce pass into the corner to Ibaugh. Now back out Nissa Brown. She's open, didn't take the shot. Now Anderson for three. It comes up just short. SEM 0 of 3 from behind the arc, and the ball punched out of bounds off of the Mustang. Checking into the ball game, Megan Berg again for SEM. And checking out will be Nissa Brown. Wilcox-Hildreth with the basketball. They've been on 22 for quite some time. Heinrichs has all 3 points in the quarter for the Mustangs. And they're trying to get something going again here. Remember, Vavrika's on the bench of 3 fouls, and she's been there for nearly 3 minutes, so maybe they're missing her a little bit. Callie Guthrie down into the right-hand corner to Melissa. Looks inside, nothing there. Leaves it off in the corner for Heinrichs. Michaela, 3-point land. Covered there by Simmons. Lob up top. Ball nearly stolen away. Callie Guthrie gets the tip pass. Back to Heinrichs. They are not giving her the baseline. Samantha Johnson will reverse it left side. Here's an open jumper. And that's going to be in and out for Gellerman. And an offensive rebound put back up by Heinrichs. Won't go. And then over the back on Melissa Guthrie. That'll be the second foul on Guthrie. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. 54 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And it's not like SEM has put a ton of points up, just 9 in this quarter. And Emily Ibaugh is at the line to shoot the 1-1. Emily puts it up, and good. 22-16. Don't forget, coming up here at the half, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Second free throw up, and that's going to be short. And the 10th rebound of the half for Heinrichs. She'll get it off to Guthrie. And Guthrie across the timeline. Melissa handling it. Gives it off to Callie on the right wing. High post Heinrichs. Leaves it for Melissa. Left elbow. Jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by Sarah Simmons. Simmons trying to beat everybody back. Has to leave it off the last moment. Gets it right back to her. Ball knocked out of her hands. Deidre Brooks trying to get that ball in there. Now Anderson into the paint. Throws it up and scores. Tabitha Anderson with 6 points in the quarter. The lead is four. Pressure in the backcourt with 20 seconds, and SEM has some fouls to give. Lob to Guthrie, out of bounds. Boy, what a tale of two quarters. 16 seconds left, and the Mustangs could cut it to a one-possession game here by the time we get to halftime. Up the floor with it is Ibaugh. Let's see what they want to do. They look for Anderson. She's wide open over here. They were trying to set up Simmons. But Anderson's been so wide open. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Now she gets the shot away. Anderson won't get it to go, and we are at halftime. But a pretty good rally here by SEM. And at the half, after being down 15, it's a four-point game. 22-18, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead here at the half. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is 22-18 as Wilcox Hildreth leading SEM. Earlier tonight, and we should tell you that also going on right now in Pleasanton, Axtell is taking on Elwood. That game is on ESPN Radio 1460. Earlier tonight, top seed Pleasanton rallied from a halftime deficit to beat Elm Creek 45-40 in that ball game and avenge one of their losses. And earlier tonight here on KKPR, Loomis was up, then they were down. First they were down, then they were up, and then they go on and win this ball game. They scored the final 13 points of the first half and the final 12 points of the game and win it 57-48. We're joined by Coach Drew Carlton here at a halftime report. And, Coach, we joked a little bit before the ball game. We thought anybody could beat anybody in the four games tonight, and you started it off by upsetting the number two seed. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
I guess, again, one of the reasons you think that is because everybody is evenly matched. There's nobody out there setting at 15-0, and really there was nobody in the field tonight that was 2-12 either. So you played Amherst earlier in the year, way early in the year, three-point game. What was the difference in the game tonight going all the way back to that first, second week of the year?
Well, at the beginning of the year, we just everything was new to the girls, me being a first-year coach. And we were still just learning. Game three of the year, everything was, we were still hesitant, you know. We were a lot of turnovers, and not that we trimmed that down too much tonight, but they did a much better job taking care of the ball And we're much better with the ball this time of year than we were game three.
Obviously, you fall behind 10-2, and you come into a conference tournament, and you go, man, that's not the way we want to start. And you're on the road. You're playing at Amherst. And then from that point on, things turned around a little bit. You're a team, as we watched tonight for both teams, neither team was hesitant to shoot the basketball. Your kids on both teams, but especially since this is the first chance I got to see Loomis this year, if the girls have a shot, they're going to shoot the ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we work on that in practice. The ones that have the green light, they know who they are. And more times than not, they make the open jumper. And we really took advantage of that tonight, and we rebounded. I give our rebounding a B-plus for us, but we were knocking down shots we needed to.
Yeah, Loomis, I had you out rebounding Amherst 38-27 tonight, and one way you can do that is to negate Shelby Hemman. Now, you didn't do that in the fourth quarter, but she got all the points in the fourth quarter, and nobody else did, so that was good enough. Your pressure, though, was really what killed Amherst tonight. When you could put on full-court pressure, you pretty much ate them up.
Oh, yeah. We knew coming in, we didn't want to start off with the press. We wanted to make sure that when we put it on them, it was going to be blindside, and they just didn't have an answer. I can't remember how many straight points it scored for us in the second quarter, but we went on a big-time run, and they just had no answer for it. They did not like our pressure whatsoever.
You have the 12-point lead, then you can't get things going in the third quarter, and as we say, you really can't throw the pressure on if they're not taking the ball out of bounds. So if you're not scoring, it's hard to get that pressure on.
Right.
It's kind of a catch-22. What were you thinking as you go into the fourth quarter and they had made the comeback and they had caught you early in the fourth quarter?
You know, mainly it really wasn't X's and O's. I was thinking more about calming the girls down. They were kind of taken back by just, you know, the onslaught. You take away the third quarter, they played a great, great game. But the third quarter, they just let them back in. And so I was more concerned about calming them down. I just told them, you know, relax, be quick, but don't hurry. You know, all of the old adage. And you know, I said, this is your game to win. It's still yours. And they started pumping each other up, saying things in the huddle to get each other, you know, their head right.
You're going to have a chance to avenge another loss Thursday night. This game, not quite the same, but one team gets out to a lead, another team is coming back.
Yeah.
As you get ready for Thursday, SEM Wilcox-Hildreth, tell me a little bit about what you would see from the winner of this game.
Well, to be honest, I would prefer to face SEM just simply because they're in our sub, and I'd like to get another chance before then. Very different games. Will Hill, I would say, they have more weapons. SEM primarily, they have two, Berg and Simmons. I would, you know, Will Hill, we just didn't come to play that night, and we had our starting center, Olivia Rodenball, was out for that game, which left a big void, especially with their length. And, you know, it'd be a different story all the way around facing either team. But, you know, if I had to pick, I'd want to see SEM just purely because they're in our sub-district.
Well, they're making a comeback right now. I guess we'll see what happens in the second half. And we will, me not personally, but the radio guys will be over there on Thursday to see you guys at Kearney High. And I guess the big thing is you got two more games this week instead of five more days of practice, Coach.
That's
congratulations.
Right. Tell you what, the girls are really excited. And, you know, they worked so hard. You saw it tonight. They just played so hard, and I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, you're going to have to clean the jerseys tonight. They were dusting up some of the floor. Drew, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Drew Carlton, he's the head coach at Loomis. They win it tonight 57-48. They'll face the winner of this game Thursday at 8 o'clock. We'll take a break and give you the first half numbers right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Scott and Ann of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner are proud to support the local athletes. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott is NATE certified. Slyker Heating and Air in Sumner.
And we're back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' second game here tonight. And we will start with SEM. We have Emily Ibaugh with 1.2 rebounds, Tabitha Anderson 6 points, Sarah Simmons has 7 points, 2 rebounds, and Megan Berg has 4 points and 3 rebounds. 2 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0-2 in the first quarter and 4-8 in the second. Three-point shooting, 0-1 in the first, 0-2 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter and 2 in the second quarter. Fouls, Lauren Ibaugh, the only player with 2. 6 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second at the half, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4 out of 10 from the free throw line, 0-3 from three-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. For Wilcox Hildreth, Emma Vavrika, 4 points, 3 rebounds, Martika Gellerman, 2 rebounds, Michaela Heinrich, 7 points, 11 rebounds, 7-11, that's a pretty good first half, 1 block shot. Callie Guthrie, 2 points and a rebound. Samantha Johnson, 5 points and a rebound. And Melissa Guthrie has 4 points and one rebound. 9 rebounds in each quarter. They've only been to the line once. So 19 points in the first quarter, but only 3 in the second. The Falcons have 22 points, 18 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 1 of 3 from three-point land. 2 blocks and 9 turnovers. Wilcox Hildreth leads it 22-18 at the half. And that is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Well, it's another star-studded night here at Amherst. You got Jim Langan in a tie. You got Axtell boys basketball coach Brent Heinrichs here watching his daughter. You got Eric Maskey's here. I'll tell you what, they're all over the place, folks. It's a star-studded event as we get ready for the second half. And Wilcox Hildreth will get the basketball to start the third quarter. And with it on the low block is Emma Vavrika. She'll kick it into the right-hand corner, and Samantha Johnson's a little bit behind her and turned over. Wilcox Hildreth wants to get off to a good start because a turnover there, that's just right where they were in the second quarter where they gave it up 8 times in that quarter. SEM with the basketball back. They've scored the last 9 points here in the basketball game, 22-18, Wilcox Hildreth. Same 5 starters for both teams, it looks like, as they'll lob it into the corner. Here's an open jumping by Ibaugh. It will not go. Rebound goes offensively for Deidre Brooks, one of their few offensive rebounds of the ball game. Kick it out of the wing. The jumper by Lauren Ibaugh won't go. Megan Berg, offensive rebound, back up and in. And it is 22-20, an 11-0 run. It's been a night of runs here at Amherst. At 11 straight for SEM, but they're still down 2. Here's Melissa Guthrie, right corner. She'll drive to the baseline, stop there on the low block, and kick it out. Vavrika up top. By the way, she's got 3 fouls. Sam Johnson and Melissa Guthrie each have 2, so a few more fouls on the Falcons in the first half. Guthrie out on the right wing. Good man-to-man defense here by SEM. Here's Callie Guthrie taking a 17-footer. No good. Vavrika just went over the back for her 4th foul. Emma Vavrika tried to go over the top of Megan Berg and has committed her 4th foul a minute 13 into the second half. And she is not going to enjoy this evening very much because she's back on the bench. And coming in, the Martika Gellerman, who saw quite a bit of playing time. Again, with the Falcons, a couple of injuries with Morgan Farley and Hannah Arts out tonight. They have severe injuries, ankles and knees. Chance to tie the game for SEM. Emily Ibaugh gives it off right side. The jumper is going to be up no good that time by Lauren. And an offensive rebound by Emily again. Kicks it to Berg. Her shot set on the rim won't go. Simmons the rebound up no good. And finally, Michaela Heinrichs is able to yank it down. And up the floor comes Gellerman. Gellerman trying to go all the way. Backing in, can't get the shot. Kicks it out Heinrichs. Baseline jumper from 12 is short. Megan Berg has pulled down the rebound. Outlet pass Simmons ahead of everybody. The layup is good and we are tied at 22. 5:55 to go in the third quarter, and Wilcox Hildreth throws it away again. And timeout called by Coach Woolen. 5:50 to go in the third quarter of play. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and it's all tied at 22.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a
a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Well, it has been a long, long drought for the Falcon offense right now. And in the meantime, an 11-0 run, make it a 13-0 run by SEM to tie the game at 22. And now the Mustangs have the basketball. SEM 8-7, they're the number 3 seed. Wilcox Hildreth 8-8, they're the number 6 seed. Berg on the left elbow, kick it out on the right side to Ibach. Emily gives it back off to Deidre Brooks. Brooks over to Lauren Ibach. Trying to post up. Nope, they're going to shoot the three. Lauren, no good. She was wide open. They yelled at her to shoot, so she did. And we've got a tie-up on the rebound between the respective 12s, Emily Ibach and Heinrichs. The arrow will point the way of SEM. And they'll lob it out on the wing to Emily Ibach. And she walks. They were trying to shove everybody. She dribbled to the right. Then she came to a quick stop to throw it back against her body to the left, and her feet gave an extra little slide there. That is the first turnover of the half for SEM. Just their sixth of the game. They've done a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball. Johnson, pick and roll to Melissa Guthrie. Open on the baseline, but the shot is way short again. And we've got another tie-up on the rebound. We'll give this to Heinrichs and Simmons. This time the arrow points the way of Wilcox Hildreth. So they'll keep possession underneath their own hoop. They'll stack it on the left side of the lane where they're throwing the ball in at. Samantha Johnson looking, not much movement. Gets it out to Callie Guthrie. And she'll kick it out top to Gellerman. Reverse it right side, Melissa Guthrie to Callie. Back into Melissa, a little two-gal game, long three. Callie Guthrie is off the mark. Offensive rebound put up no good by Gellerman. Another rebound, Guthrie. This time it's up and in. And finally, the drought ends at nearly 9 minutes. 24-22, Wilcox Hildreth. Their first bucket in 9 minutes. Wilcox Hildreth back on the defense. Here's a jumper on the right wing. Ibach knocks it down. Lauren with her first bucket of the ball game. And we are tied again at 24 with 4:37 to go. Third quarter, the winner plays Loomis, and the ball stolen away at midcourt, and then trying to get it back, Samantha Johnson with the reach-in foul. And right now, Wilcox Hildreth has made a lot of silly fouls, where you know you can't go over the back, you know you can't reach into that situation, and it's just kind of making one thing a little bit worse by compounding the first mistake with a second. So Wilcox Hildreth just got to take a breath here. Johnson with three fouls, Bavrika on the bench with four for Will Hill. 4.5 to go, third quarter, and here's the jumper on the left wing by Nyssa Brown, who checked in, no good. Rebound brought down by Melissa Guthrie. Long outlet pass on the money, but Gellerman was headed out of bounds and can't save it. Again, the lead there on the fast break. That's about the fourth time Wilcox Hildreth has made too long of a pass trying to beat SEM back. So the Mustangs have it. Now Johnson reaches in, steals the basketball, and she is going to go in for the uncontested layup. Came to a jump stop and almost walked. I don't think they had the heart to call that one. And Samantha Johnson with her seventh point of the ball game. 26-24, Wilcox Hildreth. They have led the whole way. SEM gets it to Anderson. Tabitha, one dribble, back up top Simmons. Simmons, catch and shoot from 17, and Sarah knocks it down. 11 points to go for Sarah Simmons. Tied at 26, and it looks like we're going to have a battle now here in the second half. Ball tipped away, and they're going to call the reach-in foul on the Mustangs. Emily Ibach with her first personal foul, first foul of the half on SEM. Again, earlier tonight, it was 57-48, Loomis with the win, taking care of business against Amherst as Johnson puts the jumper up over Berg, and the high archer is up and in. 9 points for Johnson, 28-26. In the game for Loomis tonight, we failed to mention it when we talked to Coach Carlton. Shelby Rademacher, 18 points, 9 rebounds. 14 points for Lexi Thorell, and 10 for Katie Morton. Fight for the ball in the paint at the other end. The ball's going to be knocked away, and SEM turns it over for the third time. Trying to get a fast break going. Wilcox Hildreth has it batted away. Run down by Gellerman at midcourt. She'll hand it off to Samantha Johnson. Skip pass. There's Heinrichs open in the right corner. Puts the three-pointer up and in. Michaela Heinrichs with her first three-pointer. She's got 10, and the lead is now back up to 5. 31-26, Wilcox Hildreth, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Left-handed dribble, Emily Ibach stops. hands it back out, and a timeout will be called here by the Mustangs. Coach Long, seeing that his team is pretty winded, he is going to try and give them 30 seconds to catch their breath here. With 2:40 to go in the third quarter of play in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Quarterfinals, it is 31-26, Wilcox Hildreth leading SEM.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball, and trying to get the ball in after a timeout. It is turned over, and a foul is called on Sarah Simmons trying to get it back. So SEM, who only had 5 turnovers in the first half, 4 already here in the third quarter of play. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead, 31-26. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Heinrich's going to try another 3, and that one is too strong. Backside rebound, tie up between Melissa Guthrie and Tabitha Anderson, and the arrow this time points the way of SEM. Checking into the ball game will be Brandy Brummer for the first time tonight. Brummer checks in for Wilcox Hildreth. No, that's Mandy Pates, excuse me. Mandy Pates checking into the ball game. Again, we were given the wrong roster, and we apologize for that, but we were updated at least on a couple names. So Mandy Pates into the ball game. Driving the baseline, trouble for SEM. The ball stolen away. Heinrichs makes the steal, and SEM now having a lot of problems hanging on to the ball. Guthrie in the front court. Melissa turns, hands it off to Callie. Callie in the left-hand corner. Now into the post they'll go. We've got a foul as everybody packs in the paint. Heinrichs was trying to get it to Guthrie, and it looks like SEM going to be called for the grab. And Sarah Simmons now with her third foul. And the Falcons will take it out on the baseline. Bounce pass and nobody looking. It's taken away by Simmons, and Simmons makes her way the other way. She's out ahead of the pack, and Pates fouls her, and Simmons made the bucket. Mandy Pates tried to catch up, but now gives her a chance at a three-point play. Simmons with 6 in the quarter and 13 in the game. Don't forget, tomorrow night on ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic boys are at Loop City, tip time at 7. And here on KKPR, we'll be in Sumner. SEM Pleasanton boys at 6, Overton and Loomis at 7:30. Simmons, quick free throw, no good. And then over the back, Deidre Brooks on the rebound brought down by Michaela Heinrichs. That'll be the first foul on Brooks, fourth team foul on SEM. 1:57 to go here in the third quarter. 31-28, Wilcox Hildreth. They've got the ball. Martika Gellerman between the circles to Samantha Johnson. Down the lane, tries to get it off to Heinrichs. Jump ball. Simmons tied her up. Wilcox Hildreth has the arrow. Again, Bavrick has been on the bench virtually the whole third quarter after getting her fourth foul. And now the Falcons will take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane for the inbounds pass, and the inbounds pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Emily Ibaugh. And still trying to get it in, looking. Finally, they'll get it to Gellerman. Gellerman hands it back off to Johnson, to Heinrichs for the 3. No good. Rebound fought for, and Anderson's able to keep her balance. And up the floor she comes. It's going to be knocked away from behind by Guthrie, but it'll still be SEM ball underneath their own hoop. Checking into the ball game now for the Mustangs is going to be Mandy Pates again. She came out for just a brief moment to talk with Coach Woolen, Coach Cooksley. Mustangs to throw it in. Simmons dropped the ball, knocked out of her hands there by Pates, and the steal will be made. So here comes Wilcox Hildreth up the floor. Callie Guthrie leaves it off there for Gellerman. Back up top to Melissa. She's at the top of the circle. Swings it left side. Nice pass by Gellerman, but Callie Guthrie can't grab it. She does save it, and Wilcox Hildreth needs to take a breather here. They'll reset it. Pates free throw line, open jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson again. And Tabitha trying to outrun everybody to the other end. Pates cuts her off. stops, swings it over to Simmons. 12-footer won't go. All of a sudden, the shot's not falling. And SEM had a golden opportunity on an offensive board, but dropped it into the hands of Michaela Heinrichs. 16 boards for Heinrichs. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Long bounce pass, right wing to Guthrie. Callie knocked away, taken away. And now in trouble in the corner is Emily Ibaugh. And a timeout called by SEM. They've got a full-length timeout that they have to use because they've used their 30s. 37 seconds remaining here in quarter number three, and SEM will have two timeouts remaining. Wilcox-Hildreth has three. 31-28, Wilcox-Hildreth. We'll be right back.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wilcox-Hildreth leading SEM 31-28, but SEM has the ball off the timeout. Off a couple of picks, Simmons, long three. They really chased her down. The shot's no good. The rebound, Callie Guthrie. Fast break the other way. Outlet pass to Gellerman, and she double dribbled. That is the seventh turnover here in the quarter on Wilcox-Hildreth. They had just one in the first. They've had 16 since. So another chance here for SEM. Down by three with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Anderson. Berg has been kind of a non-factor here in this third quarter. They really haven't even looked to her like they did early on. Swing it over to Ibaugh. Open 12-footer. No good. And as we say that, Berg with the offensive putback. It won't go, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three in this girls' quarterfinal game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, it's still anybody's game. Wilcox-Hildreth 31, SEM 28 on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wilcox, and Eddyville.
Double D's in Hildreth is proud to support the area athletes in tonight's game and wish them the best of luck. Stop into Double D's this Friday night and enjoy burgers and fries. Then stay and be a rock star with Bunkhouse Karaoke from 9 to 1. Double D's in Hildreth.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And we get the fourth quarter underway. It'll be SEM basketball trailing by three, 31-28. With it is Lauren Ibaugh. Dribbles into the double team. Five-second count is on. Finally got rid of it to Simmons at about 4 3/4. Up top to Emily Ibaugh. Dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Johnson. Babrick is back in there with the four fouls. Simmons has the ball. Skip pass left side. Lauren Ibaugh, 9-footer, comes up short. And another rebound for Michaela Heinrichs. I have her unofficially for 18 boards in the game. Down to Callie Guthrie. Tried to leave it off there for Vavricka, and Simmons steps in front and makes the steal. Outlet pass to Emily Ibaugh at the other end, and they call her for a walk. It's been a turnover fest here in the second half. Seven turnovers in the half on SEM and eight on Wilcox-Hildreth. SEM actually outscored Wilcox-Hildreth 10-9 last quarter. They were down 19-4. SEM has been, and since then, not much for Wilcox-Hildreth's offense. Lob it down low to Melissa Guthrie. Turnaround jumper, no. Heinrichs' offensive rebound. She's battling the double team, and we're finally going to get a foul called on SEM. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Mustangs. and it's called on Lauren Eibach, her third. She has three, and Simmons has three. For Wilcox-Hildreth, Vavrika has four, Johnson has three. Falcon ball underneath their own hoop, leading it by three. Earlier tonight, Loomis a winner, 57-48, upsetting Amherst. Pleasanton a winner tonight as well, holding off Elm Creek 45-40. Currently, Axtell is playing Elwood at Pleasanton. And here, SEM able to step in front and make the steal. Now Simmons needs some help, and the ball knocked away, but it'll stay with SEM. So it's a struggle right now for both teams offensively. The defense has stepped up and caused a lot of problems. And up the floor, Eibach lobs it over to Deidre Brooks on the right wing. And she walks with a basketball with nobody on her. So unfortunately, both coaches are pulling their hair out. And five on the floor right now for Wilcox-Hildreth. You've got both Callie and Melissa Guthrie, along with Martika Gellerman, Samantha Johnson, and Michaela Heinrichs on the floor right now for the Falcons. Into the front court they come. On the left wing, Johnson to the baseline. Underneath the hoop, triple team, but put it up and in. Johnson got a little deep, but she scores, and she leads the team now with 11 points. 33-28, 10 for Heinrichs in the ball game, and for SEM, Sarah Simmons leads it with 13. Right side, Anderson drives, running jumper, no good. Simmons, offensive putback, got it. Sarah Simmons, 15 points and 5 boards. And they answer the bucket of Wilcox-Hildreth right back in with another 3-point lead. 33-30 Falcons. Johnson into the corner to Guthrie. Guarded there by Nyssa Brown. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson around one into the corner. Here's Heinrichs. She's going to take the long-range jumper. It's no good, but an offensive rebound by Guthrie. Melissa, she'll try an 18-footer. It's a round and out, no good. And Megan Berg has the rebound. Out to Emily Eibach. And Eibach into the front court. She'll start left, go right to Anderson. High post, Simmons. Out top, good ball movement. Thinking about the three, Brown, no. Nyssa, dangerous pass through the lane. The ball is tipped, and it is stolen away. And a foul called on the Mustangs. The foul is going to be on Emily Eibach, her second. That is the sixth team foul. Back into the ball game, Lauren Eibach for SEM. And they're going to take Nyssa Brown out after that errant pass. I'm sure Coach Long did not want to see that type of a pass from anybody, so a short discussion with her. Samantha Johnson with it for Wilcox-Hildreth, holding on to a three-point lead. Into the right corner to Guthrie. The Mustangs zoning up here. Johnson into the paint. Little one-hand runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Berg. Outlet pass to Eibach, one-on-one, and she'll pull it out. Get it to Simmons in the paint. Sarah gets it to Berg, pulls up the free throw line, and hit it. Nice play by SEM. Assists Simmons, and Berg has 8 points in the ball game. It's 33-32, Wilcox-Hildreth. 5 minutes to go here on KKPR. The ball knocked away by Eibach. It's going to be stolen away. Anderson. Anderson goes underneath. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. Tabitha Anderson, who scored all 6 of her points in the second quarter, hit a couple of free throws. And the foul going to be called on Martika Gellerman, her first. Fourth team foul. And at the line, Anderson up and no good. Boy, SEM has struggled from the free throw line. They are 4 of 12 in the ball game. Wilcox-Hildreth has only been to the line once, 1 of 2. Second free throw for Anderson for the tie, and got it. 7 points now for Tabitha Anderson, and we are tied for the first time since 26-all. 33-33, 4:45 to go in the game. Wilcox-Hildreth basketball out to Vavrika. Tipped away, Emma got it back. Backdoor pass, wide open, Heinrichs, easy jumper. A dozen points for Michaela Heinrichs, and Vavrika stayed with it and gets the assist. 35-33, quick shot at the other end, Anderson for 15, and she'll hit it. Tabitha Anderson. We're tied again at 35, 4:25 to go. Here on Classic Hits, don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coach interview, and more. Stay with us as Heinrichs to the baseline, cut off by Lauren Eibach, back out to Johnson, back on the post. They'll get it to Heinrichs, switch it from the left side of the lane to the right side. Callie Guthrie, 12-footer, no good. Heinrichs somehow got the rebound and in traffic scores. Michaela Heinrichs having another monster game. And it's 37-35. Plenty of time, just under 4 minutes to go. Into the paint, Lauren Ibaugh spins, nowhere to go. Gets it to Anderson, who tries to get it into Berg, and Heinrich steps in front and makes the steal. And it'll be Wilcox-Hildreth avoiding a double team and getting it into the front court to Johnson. 3:40 to go, and a timeout going to be called here by Wilcox-Hildreth. It is a full-length timeout. They'll have two remaining. 3:37 to go in the ball game. It is 37-35, Wilcox-Hildreth leading SEM on KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Today's game is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC. Best of luck to all area athletes.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Welcome back to Classic Hits 98.9 coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. Loomis awaits the winner of this game, and with 3:37 to go, the issue definitely in doubt. It is Wilcox-Hildreth with the ball and a 37-35 lead over SEM. And a foul going to be called on Emily Ibach. That'll be her third, and it will now put Wilcox-Hildreth into the 1-1. SEM was only called for three fouls in the first half. Not so here in the second half. Callie Guthrie, 1-1. Only the second trip for the team to the line, and it's up and in. 3 points for Callie. 38-35, Wilcox-Hildreth. Second free throw now coming up on the way, and it's good. 39-35. And here comes SEM up the floor with it. A little spin move there for Emily Ibach. Switch it off to the right side to Lauren. Tries to lob it into Berg. Double team back to Emily. To Lauren. The jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Vavrika. And up the floor come the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons. Vavrika to the top of the key. Bounce pass Guthrie. Pulls up from eight. Too strong. Rebound deflected. And Berg wins the wrestling match. Ninth board for Megan Berg. Off to Sarah Simmons. It's probably her time again with 15 points. Working on Vavrika with four fouls. They have not taken it at her since she picked up that fourth foul in this fourth quarter. Lob it into Berg. Good pass from Ibaugh. Up and in and draws the foul. Assist to Lauren Ibaugh. And Megan Berg now with 10 points and a chance to make it 11. 39-37. Melissa Guthrie with her third personal foul. Or are they going to call it on Heinrichs? I guess. No, yeah, they're going to call it on Guthrie. Guthrie with her third, and a chance to complete the three-point play here for Berg. And Megan will put it up and hit the front of the iron, no good, and out of bounds, off of the Falcons. Lauren Ibaugh was able to keep it alive. I thought for a moment they might call her over the back. SEM ball underneath their own hoop. Lauren looking, better get rid of it. Into Megan Berg on the backside. Fadeaway jumper rolls over the rim and in. Berg with six in the quarter, and we're tied at 39. 2:45 to go in the basketball game. Berg's got 12 in the game. Melissa Geffrey in the right-hand corner. Again, SEM has never led. Skip past Vavrika. Drop the ball. Ball loose. She finds the handle. Still out around the arc. Swings it right side to Callie Guthrie. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Here's Vavrika again. Up top, Johnson. Johnson sets the three-pointer. Good for Samantha Johnson. And she's got 14 in the ball game. A big, big three-pointer with 2:15 to go. SEM to Anderson. Anderson to the right baseline, and she is going to be hip. Foul called. Callie Guthrie stuck her knee out. Her first, only the team's sixth. So SEM will throw it in again underneath their own hoop. Big, big three by Johnson at the other end. She's got two in the game. Now SEM to throw it in. Back door to Simmons. But she couldn't get a shot away. She was too close to the baseline. Back to Ibaugh in the paint. Turnaround jumper up and in by Lauren. Second bucket for Lauren Ibaugh. And SEM has a little something working with that inside game. They get it to the first player in the post. She doesn't shoot it. She clears out the double team, and that leaves somebody open. 42-41, Wilcox Hildreth. Ball, Ibot went for it, didn't get it. Johnson back over to Callie Guthrie. Skip pass left side, Vavrika up to Johnson. Playing a little keep away here, rotating it around the perimeter. A minute 40 to go in the game. The Falcons lead by one into Heinrichs. Falcons over to Vavrika. She'll try a three and got it. Emma Vavrika with the three-point bucket. The threes had not been much of this ball game, and all of a sudden, back-to-back threes for Wilcox Hildreth. 45-41. They'll lob it into Berg. She's double-teamed, forces the jumper, but gets the call. She's fouled and will shoot two. And the foul is going to go on number 12, Michaela Heinrichs, doubling down. That is her second foul. And Megan Berg back to the line, but she is 0 of 3 from the free throw line. She'll shoot two with a minute 21 remaining, and the first one in and out, no good. Should be a two-shot foul. 2 seconds ran off the clock while they were doing that. 2 seconds ran off the clock. I don't think they're aware of that. And so it reads a minute 19 now. And Berg to shoot her second free throw, but it won't go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Wilcox Hildreth. And so a tough, tough night at the line here for the SEM Falcons. And when it comes down to it, that could be the reason they end up on the short end. They are 5 of 16. A minute and 15 seconds to go and a foul in the backcourt. Not what SEM wants to do. There's a lot of time left in a four-point game. You do not want to foul in the backcourt. Play that defense. Sarah Simmons with her fourth personal foul. You definitely don't want her to commit the foul. And at the line now, Callie Guthrie, and she is 2 of 2 at the line. So a whole bunch of things pointing to positive for Wilcox Hildreth as it's up and in. 46-41. The lead is 5, and that equals the largest lead of the half. Second free throw, and that bounces off no good, and Sarah Simmons has the rebound. Minute 15 to go, 46-41, Wilcox Hildreth. Anderson brings it up, slows it down. Bounce pass in the corner, goes to Brooks. Brooks, they're looking for either Berg or Simmons. Brooks dribbling around, guarded by Heinrichs. Now loses her dribble into Berg. Kicks it out top to Anderson. Anderson, they set up a 3-4. Tabitha shoots, but it's short, and the rebound comes down to Michaela Heinrichs. They never got the ball to Sarah Simmons. 50 seconds to go, and now Wilcox Hildreth can play keep away. They're up by 5, and that's exactly what they're doing. And a timeout going to be called here by Wilcox Hildreth. They will have one timeout remaining. 43 seconds to go in the ball game, and Wilcox Hildreth leads it 46-41 on KKPR.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. You can find the freshest meats and produce at Fritz's Market. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer, where customer service is still our top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
43 seconds to go in our game. Wilcox Hildreth trying to get it in. They'll lob it in, and it got to Samantha Johnson. Now it's time to play keep away. They're up by 5 to Vavrika. SEM is not fouling yet. There is the foul with 37 seconds. And the foul is going to be called on Tabitha Anderson. That is her first. It is the ninth team foul, so still a 1-1 here. Samantha Johnson has not been to the line, but she's got 14 points. Her and Michaela Heinrichs each with 14. It's a 1-1, up by 5. The free throw is up and off the iron. No good. The rebound brought down by Sarah Simmons, so SEM still has a chance. Simmons looking for Anderson. She's a three-point shooter. No shot, 29 seconds off the pick. Top of the key, three, Anderson, good! No timeout called, though. That's the first three of the ball game. It is 46-44. Long pass up the floor to Heinrichs. SEM needs to foul. 15 seconds. Trying to foul Johnson, and they do with 14 seconds to go. That was the first three of the game for SEM. Anderson with 12 points now. And it is the 10th foul. So two shots coming up. Samantha Johnson was just there. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Now she'll get two shots. And the first one for Johnson is up, and it is good. So it's a three-point game, 47-44. Second free throw now coming up for Johnson. Try to make it a two-possession game. It's on the way, and it is good. So Samantha Johnson hits them both. Here comes SEM. Anderson pushes the ball up the floor. They need a bucket. She'll stop. She'll shoot the three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson able to get away from the defense. And a foul with 3 seconds to go. And Wilcox Hildreth is going to pull this one out. And for Tabitha Anderson, couldn't get that second one to fall. And it was a long evening of work for Wilcox Hildreth. But the 6 and 7 seeds are going to advance on tonight. And Johnson hits the free throw. 49-44, the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up next, so stay with us. We'll catch up with Coach Sean Woolen, give you all the stats. Second free throw, it is good. And SEM will throw it into Anderson, and Anderson will loft it up from half court, and that is the end of the ball game. The final score, the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons 50, and the SEM Mustangs 44. 19 points in the fourth quarter for Wilcox Hildreth, 16 for SEM. The Mustangs will fall to 8-8, and Wilcox Hildreth will improve to 9-8, and they will play Loomis Thursday night at Kearney High at 8 o'clock, and you can hear it on ESPN 1460. We'll take a break and be back with the stats and hopefully a chance to catch up with Coach Woolen to talk about the victory. Stay with us here on KKPR.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by the law offices of Duncan, Duncan, and Walker, PC, LLO. Proud to support the area athletes and wish them the best of luck today. Take pride in your local sports programs and support your hometown team from Duncan, Duncan, and Walker.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Miller, and Hildreth. Doug Duda with you on. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. We know it's that time where little kids get their travel teams going. There's intramurals. There's town team basketball. If you need outfits, if you need uniforms, if you need some travel bags, they've got them for you at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center, where all shoes are on sale. They wish you a happy new year as we move into February. Hard to believe January's gone, but we had a couple of games that were up in the air until about the last minute in this game, the last 2 minutes in our first game tonight. But you can't say that a lot of people that have seen the FKC were going to be overly shocked tonight, because the talent level from 2 through 7 was so close. And actually, when the 1-8s tonight was a 5-point game, so pretty close stats down there. And 50-44, Wilcox Hildreth, the 6th seed, beats the 3 seed SEM. And 57-48, Loomis, the 7th seed, over the 2 seed Amherst. Coming up, we'll talk with Coach Woolen of the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. But right now, let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game for SEM. 5 players scored tonight. And 1 point for Emily Iboff, 4 rebounds. Deidre Brooks, 1 rebound. Tabitha Anderson, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Sarah Simmons was the team's leading scorer with 15 points, 7 rebounds. Lauren Ibaugh had 4 points, and Megan Berg, 12 points. She had 9 rebounds to lead the team and 1 block shot. SEM had 7 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting really hurt the Mustangs tonight. 4 of 10 in the first half and 1 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. And turnovers for SEM, 5 in the first half and 10 in the second half. The Mustangs, 18 points at halftime, 26 in the second half. And remember, they were down 19-4 and got this thing tied up and kept it close the entire second half. But they fall short. 44 points, 24 rebounds, 5 of 16 from the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block and 15 turnovers. SEM is now 8-8 on the season. And up next, they will host Callaway on February the 9th, which is Tuesday, and then finish out the regular season at Overton on the 12th. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Scott and Ann of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning in Sumner are proud to support the local athletes. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott is NATE certified. Slyker Heating and Air in Sumner.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Mishko Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 as the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons get the win tonight and move on to the semifinals in the conference tournament. We're going to talk with Coach Sean Woolen in just a second, but let's run down the numbers. So if you missed anything early, this is how it wrapped up. Emma Vavrika, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Martika Gellerman had 3 rebounds. Michaela Heinrichs, 14 points. I had her for 21 rebounds in the ball game tonight, 1 block shot. Callie Guthrie, 5 points, 2 rebounds. A great night for Samantha Johnson. 18 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. She hit the free throws down the stretch to put it away. And Melissa Guthrie, 6 points, 5 rebounds in the ball game. 18 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first. And the rest were in the fourth quarter, where Wilcox-Hildreth was 7 of 9. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half. 3 of 6 in the second half, including 2 back-to-back threes that got Wilcox-Hildreth that 2-possession lead in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 10 in the second, but out of the 19, a total of 15 of those were in the second and third quarter of play. Wilcox-Hildreth had 22 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half and finished with 50 points, 36 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 19 turnovers, and Wilcox-Hildreth will improve to 9-8 on the season with a 50-44 win over SEM, and they will play Loomis Thursday night at Kearney High at 8 o'clock, and you'll hear the game on ESPN Radio 1460. And Coach Sean Woolen has come up and joined us, and Coach, congratulations on the win.
Well, thank you.
Big win for your ball club tonight, and it looked like it was going to be a blowout early, but kind of like the first game tonight with Amherst and Loomis, it got interesting by halftime. SEM was able to change some things up a little bit, and your girls just couldn't get any shots to fall. But I guess overall, your thoughts on how the game went? It was an up and down, kind of a roller coaster ride tonight.
Yeah, we got off to a really good start, and it looked like we were kind of on our way to maybe taking control of this thing. But then I think about 8 or 9 times down the court, we turned it over about 7 times in a row, and I think that kind of got the girls shook up. And for the most part, they were just unforced turnovers, and that just, you know, that's unacceptable. And I guess I'm just happy the way they, you know, fought back towards the end and just took care of the ball better and looked a little more patient. And you know, they just dug down and found a way to win.
Anything specifically you talked about at halftime? Because unfortunately, you get the ball to start the third quarter, turn it over on the first possession, and so the not the start you wanted, and maybe it took you out of what you wanted to do the first couple of minutes there in the third quarter. But what was the discussion at half?
Well, the big thing, you know, at half we went over was the turnovers and just taking care of the ball. And you know, being more patient on offense. It seemed we wanted to hurry to get down the court and then maybe pass a couple times and try to take a shot or try to make too much happen with a bad pass. And we just stressed, you know, the girls, you just need to calm down, run the offense. And we told them, or we asked them, you know, who's beating you right now? And, you know, they looked at themselves and said, well, we are. So they knew what was going wrong, and they knew how to fix it, and it just probably took another quarter to figure that out. But
well, you guys have been banged up a little bit, Sean. How is that affecting the team? You got a couple of kids that I think saw some pretty good playing time for you that are out, and it looks like maybe out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, when we lost Morgan Farley a couple weeks ago, and she was playing real well for us at the post. And then Friday night against Franklin, we lost Hannah Arts to an ankle injury. And she was starting to come on a little better, so we were really thin at the post position. And that really hurts our depth. You know, coming into the year, we looked pretty good. We thought we were going to have Brandy Brummer, too, but then she injured her foot again in volleyball. So there's another, you know, probable starter that wasn't with us. So, you know, we're getting thin, but I think it's helped us get in better shape, maybe.
Well, yeah, your kids that are playing played very well tonight, especially down the stretch. They made the free throws, and the three-point shot was not really a big part of this ball game tonight. It wasn't like either team was relying on shooting threes, but when you shot the threes there in the fourth quarter, Samantha and Emma knocked down back-to-back threes, just kind of out of nowhere, and hit two key shots for you. Samantha leads you with 18 points, and then, of course, Michaela, just another outstanding game, 14 and 21 rebounds. I mean, the girls you've got in there are getting the job done, so usually somebody's going to have a pretty big night for you if things go well.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about Loomis tomorrow or Thursday night. It's interesting because now both teams got to think they got a chance. When you look at that seed right next to the number, it should be a pretty competitive ball game on Thursday. Give me your thoughts on Loomis.
Well, Loomis, I think they've steadily improved even since we've played them. You know, they really took it to Axtell the other night. And, you know, tonight, you know, they look better than the last time I'd seen them. They've got a lot of girls that can play, and I think that helps them out, you know, for pushing the ball and pressure defense. And I think Drew's kind of really got them turned around.
Well, it looks like we might have to put our track shoes on Thursday, Coach. But we'll let you get out of here on this Monday night. And, again, we'll see you and the Falcons on Thursday. Congratulations on the win.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Sean Wolin joining us here in our Misco Sports Postgame Show. They win it tonight 50-44, and we'll wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And we have an update from our sister station, ESPN 1460, where Axtell has advanced on tonight with an 8-point win over Elwood. So here is your setup for Thursday. in the girls' semifinals at Kearney High. At 6 o'clock, top seed Pleasanton will take on the fifth seed Axtell. And then at 7:30, the sixth seed Wilcox-Hildreth will take on the seventh seed Loomis. And you'll hear those games on ESPN 1460. The consolation Saturday at 2, the championship Saturday at 6 at Holdridge High School. And so right now, the one thing Pleasanton can say, the two teams that have beaten them are already out of the tournament, and they took care of that, although it was a tough stretch tonight to beat Elm Creek 45-40. Here tonight, Loomis scored the final 12 points of the game to down Amherst 57-48. Shelby Rademacher, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Lexi Thorell, 14 points. Katie Morton, 10 points and 8 rebounds. Amherst was led tonight by Shelby Heaven with 23 points and 8 rebounds. Kara Trampy had 14. And here in our girls' game, the second one tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth is able to hold off SEM. They were up 15 early, but this ball game was tied in the fourth quarter on a couple of occasions, and they end up winning it 50-44. 18 points for Samantha Johnson, 14 points, 21 rebounds for Michaela Heinrichs, and for SEM, 15 points for Sarah Simmons, 12 for Megan Berg and Tabitha Anderson. Tomorrow night we will be in Sumner for the boys' quarterfinals, and that will be bringing you SEM and Pleasanton, the third meeting of the year between those teams. SEM handles Pleasanton the first two times, but the Bulldogs apparently playing their best basketball of the year. They had Ravenna tied up with 3 minutes to go last week, and then we will bring you the Overton Loomis boys game at 7:30, and on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, the Kearney Catholic boys will be at Loop City at 7 o'clock. And again, all the semifinals and finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN 1460. Kearney High Thursday, Minden Friday, Holdridge Saturday, and the Loup Platte Conference semifinals and finals will be on Classic Hits right here, 98.9 FM. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Hasn't warmed up yet. That's why they have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas, and Wigwam stocking caps all on sale. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Again, the final, Wilcox-Hildreth 50, SEM 44. I want to say thanks to Ron Evans and the crew here at Amherst, and of course to all our fine sponsors. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow from Sumner.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Double D's in Hildreth is proud to support the area athletes in tonight's game and wish them the best of luck. Stop into Double D's this Friday night and enjoy burgers and fries. Then stay and be a rock star with Bunkhouse Karaoke from 9 to 1. Double D's in Hildreth.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.